And so, beloved ones, as we talk, relax. Again, we would suggest that you close your eyes and feel. Feel your own energy presence. Feel the hundreds of people around your world who are all connecting into this moment of now, who are all connecting, whether they are listening live or to this recording. Because if you are meditating with us in this moment of your now, you are connecting to the field where we are all in the same now moment. At first, this might seem a little strange. As you start to become more and more aware of the quantum field, as you start to become more and more aware of the greater reality, then you start to realize how much you have always been connected to the quantum field. You start to realize that the quantum has been touching your life, but you simply did not realize it. There is so much to discover about the greater reality. In order to experience the wonders that exist, you need to allow these old limitations to dissolve, to drop away. This requires your intention. This requires your trust. This requires you to be in deep love and gratitude to yourself. Why? Because you have brought yourself to this moment. You have brought yourself to these understandings. You brought yourself here. You gave this opportunity to yourself. That was a loving act. That was a compassionate act towards yourself. But now recognize it as such. Recognize, wow, I am loving, caring for myself simply by being here. But now we invite you in that recognition to take that love of self deeper, to take compassion for self so much deeper. Because you have probably dissolved some of the more superficial limitations in your life. You would not be here if you had not. But now we are wanting to encourage you to go deeper. We want to encourage you to work with your inner child in the way that we have shown you. We want you to search out, to discover, to notice the limitations that still exist, not from a place of condemnation, but from a place of excitement, searching for these limitations in order to free yourself from them. Allow it to be an exciting quest rather than judging yourself for having these limitations. Judging yourself is the old way. Judging yourself reinforces the very limitations that it is time to dissolve. We have said that this global shutdown is a great gift. It has been a manipulation of humanity that has created this shutdown. Those manipulating into this global shutdown are going to be a little surprised, because so many millions and millions of people have recognized in these days and weeks that it is time for something new. In these days and weeks, they have seen the limitations of government. They have seen the inadequacies of your health system and your social services. They are wanting to create something more. Beloved ones, the seeds that you have planted this day are just the beginning. We invite you to join us again to amplify this movement, to take it even deeper, to radiate it around your world again and again. There are a few short weeks where this doorway is open, where there is an opportunity to bring love, compassion, equality, abundance into a new level of humanity. Are you ready for this? Are you willing, for the sake of your children, for the sake of the youngsters around your world, are you willing to create a new direction? Because, as you probably know, if the world continues the course that it was on, disaster is ahead. But know it well. That pathway to disaster is already being diverted. How much do you want to change the direction you are going in? Do you know that your energy and your intention, when you come together with thousands of others, are magnified, greatly magnified? You can create change. You can project into your future a new society. We invite you right now, again, just to feel what it will be like when your societies are organized by what you right now call politicians, organized by politicians who are following their heart, who are following their intuition, politicians who are there out of their genuine love to help those whom they represent. Feel that, imagine that, visualize that. Send that thought, that feeling out right now. Can you do that right now? Visualize politicians who really care for those whom they represent. And now, can you visualize technologies that are already here on your planet? Technologies that can give you free energy. Energy that comes from the field, comes from the quantum field. Energies that can enable you all to live in such a different reality. Can you imagine that? Can you visualize energy that does not pollute, that does not send radioactivity into your environment, does not send poisonous gases into your air? technology that does not pollute you with discordant electromagnetic energies? Can you imagine a society where love and care vibrates through every piece of technology? That caring for each other is of vital importance to all. Can you imagine a society where people smile at each other in the cities, where there is no fear? Can you imagine? Visualize it. Know that this is what you are creating right now with your intention, with this group energy. As we mention these things, visualize it. Visualize beautiful parks, beautiful landscaping, your cities changing, beautifying them. Can you imagine this? Yes, you can. Can you project that into your future? Yes, you can. Right now. You all have a responsibility. What do we mean by this? This word responsibility has been corrupted. Responsibility is now a burden. But the true meaning of the word is your ability to respond. Responsibility. Your ability to respond. And so it is your responsibility. You can respond to this new reality. You can respond moment by moment in your life from a more loving, more aware, a more harmonious vibration. We have this day given you few little tastes of meditation. We have given you few little tastes of connecting to different guides, connecting to the quantum field, connecting to the galactic command. We invite you, beloved ones, to continue and deepen these connections. We invite you, beloved ones, to repeat the meditations which strengthen the communication between your heart and your head, your brain-mind mechanism. We invite you to love your mind. Enlightenment is not about getting rid of the mind. The process is to love your mind. And as you love your mind, it transforms. It is up to you. Love your mind. Love yourself. Celebrate who you are. Celebrate even more strongly who you are becoming. We are Alcazar. We love you and we bless you. We honor each and every one of you. And we will talk to you again very soon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Oh, did you hear it? Alcazar is so correct. And the message continues. There is no change of message because you have changed the channelers. There isn't. And I'm going to simply continue it on into even newer things. Did you hear what he said? About so many things. One of this is so profound. So let me reiterate and expand on one of the things he said. There have been so many, even since 2012, that doubted this new energy. They said, no, the world is still headed for trouble. There indeed will be another war. Indeed, there will be many things. We do not see a close to this, and they project into the future. Even some were channelers. And they said, you're headed for disaster, for doom. The field is this way. For there are many potentials to be seen when a reader or a futurist will go into these areas, they will see the potentials. And some of the potentials are exactly that. A world that continued on an older path. But they didn't count on something. They didn't remember any of the things that perhaps Cryon or Alcazar have said in the past. You don't know what you don't know. You are in the midst of a wild card. Something completely unexpected. Oh, there were some who felt it coming, indeed, but they couldn't tell you exactly what it would be or what it would mean to the planet. Two channels ago, I started telling you what it would mean to the planet, that the recovery would be completely different, that you would lose some industries because they were old. They would have been difficult, dear ones, to shut down, but not now. And in the process of coming back, there will be new industries doing things that you cannot even imagine because inventions will drive them that are not yet quite here. Alcazar refers to that which Cryon has referred to many times. Energy which does not pollute, it is here. And we have said it is here. No longer is it coming, it is here. And there will be an industry for manufacturing it and refining it and working with it in ways you cannot even fathom. Putting so many to work on non-polluting energy, replacing grid systems. It's here, it's coming, we've spoken of it. That will be accelerated because of this stop right now where the Earth takes a breath. This wild card has actually disabled a future. That future, whom many have seen, that keeps on going and creates a world war or creates no change or a government which destroys itself. And they couldn't see past that because it was in the field as a potential. But now it isn't, dear ones, because everything stopped. And when that happens, there is a reconstruction that must take place. You cannot simply continue as you were. It doesn't just start up again, same old, it doesn't. It gets reconstructed. Slowly it will be, and without some of the encumbrances, which will disarm those futures that some saw anyway, that would create doom and gloom for this planet. And that's not going to happen. This, indeed, was something scheduled, as Alcazar said. Oh, let me tell you, he spoke of government with a smile. So have I. Let me give you a statement. I will say it again, and I will say it again. Congress, are you listening? If you are, build one less submarine and instead commission a Department of Compassion for your country. A department of compassion which would vet perhaps those refugees and have a place to put them, compassionate as they come into your country, for you to be able to do those things with integrity that would see things like this coming and make sure that the country is ready. A Department of Compassion. Who thought of that? Who thought of that? There are Congress men and women who have thought of that. But they cannot get past the establishment because everything was same old, same old. A little too busy, a little too much disruption, a little too much anger with each other. And now the Congress is also at home. Perhaps when it starts again, they'll all take a breath and say, have we missed anything? And then somebody would be free to say, why don't we this and why don't we that? What have we learned? More than that, what have we learned about what we could do in the future that maybe we could not have done 3 or 4 or 5 months ago because everybody was consumed with politics? Where everyone was consumed with their side of things and making sure this side won or that side won instead of the big issue. When it's time to let compassion win. You say, well, Cry, now you've gone too far. You're speaking about a Congress that thinks that way. Dear ones, these Congress people are you. You elect them. Why don't you tell them what you think? They are ready, some of them, to do things that they couldn't do before, especially those who have arrived recently into the Congress and are trying to wade through all of that, which is so difficult, the darkness, and the same ways that they've been for so long. This is such an opportunity, just as Alcazar said, this is an opportunity. I would like to talk some more about you personally, and I speak of you, the old soul who listens to this. It's a special group who would come for 3 days and listen to meditations and channeling. A special group that doesn't need to be entertained, but instead is willing to sit and listen and be, to put your hand on your heart and have self-introspection, to be guided into certain kinds of meditations where you visualize things for yourself, for the planet, even for those who you've loved and lost. That is an old soul. There's a maturity in those who would come and hear these meetings. It's a maturity that even goes past other kinds of those meetings which you call self-help, where you'll see those particular presenters walk up and down a stage and proclaim certain things, and the audience goes, yes, 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 yes. And you realize that in itself is a form of entertainment. They could be absolutely true, absolutely factual, but it calls upon something. It is not as mature as with this group. This group can sit at the feet of the creative source and feel the love and the compassion and get up and do something about it. There are those who think that channeling and meditation are for those who simply want to sit on the floor for a while. And then they get up and they want to do it again. And then they get up and they want to do it again. And they say, well, what are you accomplishing for the planet? They don't know you. They don't know what's happening here. They don't understand. that seeds are being planted, just as Alcazar said. These seeds that are being planted are new ones. They're seeds of compassionate action, and that's what I want to speak to you about. In a way, perhaps I have not spoken about before. Dear ones, every single one of you who listen to my voice now and then later, whether it's on the videos or the audios or whatever, every single one has something called a soul. And we have spoken of this so many times before. And if you start analyzing, what would a soul really be? The first thing you'd have to acknowledge is that the soul is not something that you carry around with you completely. Part of it is on the other side of the veil. Because it is so enormous. This soul, you see, is God-given. The creative source gave you that, and you even claimed it. Made in the image of God is your soul. The image of God is love and compassion. Your soul is a multidimensional piece and part, actually, of the Creator. Most humanity believes in the soul, and we have told you these things before. But I want to tell you something about not only the soul, but something that is close to it, but it's different. That soul of yours is always there and always activated and always waiting for you to find that part of it, which is your higher self. Now, that's a bit heady and a little more esoteric. Let's get down to something that you carry around with you that actually has shape and form and size. Because these things are related. Your Merkaba or Merkaba is actually a piece, a part of your soul. Now, there are those who want to be hierarchical and 4D. And they'll say, well, what part is it? How big is it? Where is it? And the answer to all of those is yes. You cannot put these things in a linear box, dear ones, any more than you can put a gaseous field in some kind of a containment as you look at it, as it actually floats around. It's not containable. Any more than when you say, where is wind? These are examples of that which is your Merkaba, even though it has a size that we have told you before. 8 meters wide is simply the average size of that wonderful, beautiful field. It doesn't have structure like a balloon. Not at all. It's something that you cannot then put in a box. And it tapers off. Some have Merkabas which are larger than others. And the reason I'm going to tell you is what you've done with it. And what happens next from a mature old soul? Let's talk about that before we go any further. Before we go any further, let's talk about maturity. Because what I'm about to tell you will be new. What do you carry in your Merkaba? What do you think you carry? What did Elijah carry when he turned into light? And you got to see it, or at least you got the description of it, and you realized that the man had something he carried with him you only got to see when he chose to ascend. That's who you are. What is this maturity? Let's discuss something that has been given many times before, but you need to hear it. This discussion is about your relationship with the creative source, your relationship with God or Spirit. There are those who will say that that relationship is static. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's true. That is very true. That love, that compassion, it never changes. It's beautiful every day. But what has changed is the relationship between the human being and the creative source. And through the years, it has matured. You are not the same consciousness you were 100 years ago, and you know it. All you have to do is look at the newsreels or go in the past and say, well, how quaint, how funny. Look at what we thought. Look at who we were. You know things have changed. Consciousness on this planet is starting to grow up. And in these last 20 or 30 years is the growing period that has been the best and the largest of any. Mom and Dad, for those of you who have grown children, let me ask you something. Is the consciousness and the relationship of the 10-year-old that you had, is it the same as the 20-year-old that you may have now or had? And the answer is, of course not. Because the 10-year-old did not have the consciousness yet and the maturity yet, the wherewithal to speak as the 20-year-old does, or maybe even the 30-year-old does. It is an example and a metaphor of the consciousness of humanity. It grows up. It starts to think differently. It starts to become more mature. And the old souls, the ones who have been to school over and over, lifetime after lifetime, been there, done that, been there, done that. You come to this meeting now, and you know who you are. You do. You do. You've been through it. And you have a maturity that is now ready to do something with that Merkaba that we mentioned a little bit a while back. A channel ago, we started speaking of the patterning that is there, the dance that goes on in the Merkaba. We spoke of the actionability of certain kinds of information that come with your visions. We encourage those who are having visions of colors and light language and all not to simply stop there, but to see which information, what blueprint comes with every single one of them. There is actionable items that are teachable with every single layer. But now let's go further. There are those who say, I know that in my Merkaba, there is extended life. There is knowledge. There are inventions. There's creativity. There's healing. There's even more maturity. There's all manner of things because in there is my name. That's my sacred name. More than your soul, even. This is earth-based. This is what you carry around with you all the time. It's what you're sitting there with right now. At 8 meters, even if you're distancing, dear ones, your Merkaba is interfacing with the person you're with if anyone is in the room. That's how big it is. So the question is, dear Kryon, how do I activate my Merkaba? Now it gets different. And I want to start just an idea that we may very well develop further. In the past, we have told you this. Your intent is enough to start almost any process with spirit. That intent is not a future intent. It is a now intent. The intention happens immediately. I am intending to do this or that. And we've told you the power of that. Oh, but this goes further. Because now that maturity of you, human being, is going to have to understand something I've never spoken of in this fashion. There is no such thing as activating your Merkaba. There is no such thing as activating your Merkaba. Why? Because it's always activated. It's on fire. with God. It's on fire with inventions and compassion and healing and life extension. It's all there. That's the dance. That's the dance. That's the dance. And it stands apart from you. It's always activated. Like a speeding train, it is wanting to know if you're ready to get on it or not. There is no activation. You've just got to connect to it. Question, dear Cryon, okay, I don't want to activate it because now I know it's activated. How may I connect to something that's already activated that has my name on it and my potentials for the future? I'm about to tell you. And you might say, well, this is oversimplified. It's not simple, but it cannot be done by a novice. This is for you, old, mature soul. Compassionate action will start to connect with that which is your makaba, that which is already activated. Compassionate action. How compassionate are you? And there will be those who say, I'm very compassionate. I'm compassionate for every animal I see. I'm compassionate for the homeless. I'm compassionate for those in the hospitals. I go and see them. I'll get in trouble for this one. I'll call that shallow compassion. Because, dear ones, it doesn't take a mature old soul to have that kind of compassion. Oh, no. I'm going to discuss something that's already been discussed today by Alcazar. How compassionate can you be to the one who has offended you, betrayed you, the one who stood before you and called you names, or worse, how compassionate can you be to the one who hurt you or abused you? That is a switch you may not be able to easily turn on, isn't it? And that is because that takes maturity. For you to get into that place where you can say, soul to soul, heart to heart, I see you. And you look into the eyes in your mind of the one who offended you or left you or betrayed you or hurt you. And you can say, total and complete surrender and forgiveness, because I know you're on this journey too. And there is a symbiotic relationship. We wouldn't have come in and done what we did. And that's the bridge. And if you can do that, that's just the beginning of the kind of compassionate action that's going to start letting you connect with that which is the Merkaba, which is already activated. That's what's going to create an energy that you don't expect. It creates an energy that starts to connect with that which you really are, not the pretend you, not the 3D you. No, it's the human being that is the sacred you. And you're not apart from it, and you're going to start feeling it and knowing it and being it. Blessed is the human being right now who starts to understand what I'm saying and goes, oh my, that isn't going to be easy. But I understand. I understand the sense of it. If I can be compassionate and forgiving and mean it to something like that, I can do anything. And you'd be right. That's the beginning. That's just the first stage of compassionate action. To connect with these things which will extend your life and heal your body. Alcazar said something else. If you vibrate high enough, disease will not attach itself to you. You see, disease is a living thing as well. It also has a vibration, and it's lower than the high vibrating soul who connects with their Merkaba. You needed to hear that. These things I bring to you in an encapsulated form of metaphors and sound bites for you to understand something. There is promise right now. There is change right now. There's opportunity right now. It will change the planet, soul by soul, one at a time, in groups like this. I'll be back tomorrow. I am Kryon, in love with humanity, and so it is.